Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller about the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session for the final time of 2020, Monday evening. First of all, there was an issue about back-billing sewer from IMU. Talk a little bit about what the council decided in that situation.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Andrew. With regard to the $18,000 back-bill issue, in September, the city became aware that some of the new rates that are assessed for sewer customers were not being charged. IMU, which provides billing services on behalf of the city, we notified them, they corrected the issue, and then we went and transitioned to trying to understand the impact. So the amount was about $18,000. We presented that to the city council when we first learned of it. They directed us to do some additional research, find out what the true impact was per customer, go through the different options that were allowed. And so during that time, we were having conversations with our peers at IMU, verified the numbers, $18,000. It's a subset of our commercial customers that weren't receiving this new charge for a brief period of time. It's been corrected. The impact per customer was really minimal. And we did some analysis on our sewer fund and rather than go back bill, especially during this time, recommended to just the sewer fund had enough to absorb that minor cost. So that was a recommendation. And council agreed, and we're moving forward.
All right. Well, the city also hired an architect. Talk a little bit about the excitement for some upcoming projects and another step in the kind of the ladder for the city.
Yeah. So this has been a multi-year project. It started with our staffing studies for police and fire to understand the needs of our community from a staffing perspective. Once we understood that, then we had to take a look at the space needs to house the equipment and the staff needed to provide the services to our community. And as part of that, we've got two facilities that have very old, outdated equipment that are needing some costly repairs here soon. But in addition to that, the facilities are not large enough to house the equipment and the staff that are needed to provide service to this community. So right now our police and fire are operating out of three different facilities. So during a response to an emergency, that adds time. In an emergency response, seconds matter, and that's a matter of life and death. So part of this budget process, the city council directed us to continue that process. We have funding in the budget to bring on an architect to work with the stakeholders, police, fire, the library, non-public safety staff, come up with some concepts that we can take and have conversations with the community, but also get a better idea of what the cost would be and how would we be able to plan for that. Again, the facilities are outdated. There's going to be some substantial investment needed in facilities that are not big enough to provide the necessary space for what we have, let alone what we need. So hiring this architect helps us get to that next level of having better detailed plans and being able to have really a productive conversation with the community on those next steps.
All right. Well, the city also took over a title of property. Talk a little bit about that council decision in that matter and just what it means for residents.
So the action was directing the city attorney to petition the court for the title. And this is tied to there's a provision in state code that when a property is abandoned, the city can seek the ability to take title to it. The city's over the last couple of years has received a lot of calls about this property, has spent a lot of money trying to maintain the property. Nobody lives there. The person that owned it previously is deceased. No next of kin to take over the property. And so right now, the city's just spending money maintaining it. So per state code and city policy, we needed direction from the council to have our city attorney petition the court. If we can take title to it, what we would do is work with our realtor to get that building sold and renovated and livable, and then actually have the property owners maintain that property instead of the city.
Once again, that was Ryan Waller discussing the most recent city council meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts. and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.